Okay, the honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm doing as well as can be expected, I guess.
All right, that's a good answer there. Sir, could you take your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, Conrad Richards.
And your ADC number?
My ADC number is 085-600.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the members conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my left is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, Mr. Richards, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. So your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about October 22nd, 2018. Says that the defendant is actually avoiding supervision, thus you are an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
I'm going to have to answer that in two parts, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to explain it further when we're going to phase two, but right now I just need to know whether it's true or false, sir.
Well, it's true that I did not report on the 22nd. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Richards, I want to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into. that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into corporate ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, sir. Let me just mark a couple of things up here. Motion by myself, agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Neal and Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. Yes, sir.
Sir, may I say something real quick? The fact of the matter is, you know, I was violated for the simple fact that I was released on the 22nd of October, and I was released from Douglas Prison. I reside in Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
There's no way possible to make it from Douglas Prison to Yuma, Arizona in one day.
All right, well, sir, I'm going to go with me. I'm going to give you an opportunity, Mr. Richards.
Okay.
You're going to get the opportunity to explain that, okay?
Okay.
But first, we're going to get some information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. And then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant and give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Come on. No problem. No problem at all, Mr. Richards. Mr. Westby.
On October 22nd, 2018, Mr. Richards was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 17th, 2018 by Yuma PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 19th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 14th, 2019, 24 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, endangerment, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 1991, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 1994, flight from law vehicle, 2.5 years. 1994, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts. Count 1, 6 years. Count 2, 7.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3. Mental health score 1. Substance abuse score 3. So gang information noted. Part terms of supervision, 1992, temporary release, reverted to provisional release, absconded 5 months, 12 days, administratively revoked. 1998, parole release absconder, 4 months, 25 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, extortion, and threats noted. Other arrest, 1979, stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1997, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, theft of vehicle, California, county jail. 2001, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, probation. 2008, possession and sale of narcotics, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Okay, Mr. Richards, I'm going to go with some information with you real quick. So when you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother, Mr. Richards, at 246 South 15th Avenue in Yuma. So what happened? What happened when you were released? So what happened?
Well, what happened? So I was released from Douglas Healing Unit on the 22nd, October 22nd. I'm sorry, 2018. And I took a shuttle from Douglas to the shuttle stopped in Tucson, then it stopped in Phoenix. Well, when I got to Phoenix, there was a 9-hour layover before I was able to catch a bus to proceed on to Yuma. And the fact of the matter is, even by car, from Douglas to Yuma and then out here to the prison, you know, we're talking about at least, at the very least, 9 hours, 8 to 9 hours travel time. There was no way I could have, you know, persuaded the Greyhound bus to have a bus movement at that time. It was a 9-hour layover. And if you received the paperwork from my cousin, then you would know that if she sent the itinerary, you guys should have a copy of it, then you would know that there was no possible way to make it from Phoenix, from Douglas to Yuma, Arizona, in a lot of time to check in with that officer on the 22nd. There was just no way possible.
So what did you wind up doing, Mr. Richards?
I waited at the bus station for 9 hours until I could catch the bus, and then I caught the bus and came to Yuma. Once I got to Yuma, when I walked into my mom's house, I immediately got on the telephone and called my officer and explained to him that I just walked into the door. And at that time, it was on the 23rd. As you can see from the violation paper, I guess he had already violated me at that time because he expected me to be here on the 22nd. He came out to he told me by phone, don't worry about coming in on the 23rd, but show up on the 24th. Again, that's noted on the violation paper at the bottom. He told me to come in on the 24th by 1 o'clock, to be there by 1 o'clock. Well, before 1 o'clock could get there, he showed up at my house at 11:30 and did what's called an intake. He took my picture from the front, and then he told me to turn to the side. I turned to the side and took my picture. My mom happened to be standing right there at the time. When he was doing this intake, he went out to his car, popped his trunk, got up, I guess, his duty camera or whatever you call it, and he took my pictures and signed the paper. I signed the paper, and then he handed me this violation paper folded up. He he handed to me. I just took it and stuck it in my pocket and walked on back in the house, not thinking nothing. Well, the next month came when it was time for me to, you know, check in again. So I called him on the 18th, I think it was. It might have been the 19th, if I'm not mistaken. I called him to ask what day did he want me to come in? Well, he told me, don't worry about coming in. He said, because I already violated you on the 23rd last month. I said, why is that? I said, how is that possible? And I do have a recording of that. I know that you guys probably won't accept recordings, but I do have a recording of that conversation because it just so happened Phil's phone that I was using, her phone automatically records. So he told me, just turn yourself into the county jail because I already violated you on the 23rd. And I said, are you kidding? He said, no, I'm not kidding. He said, I violated you already. So I hung up the phone and called his supervisor, and that phone call is also recorded. His supervisor told me, well, I'm reading a warrant right now, and he said, there is some discrepancies in the time frame. Like I said, as far as me being there on the 22nd and all the way out here to the prison from Yuma, Arizona, I don't know if you know the area, but to make it from the town of Yuma to San Luis, out here at the parole office, will take you, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to get here. So there was no way possible that I could have got here on the 22nd and checked in with this gentleman on the 22nd before 5 o'clock. I just couldn't do it. So, you know, I thought that it was understood between me and this gentleman that I would report on the 24th. Which I had already got a ride and was set to report on the 24th at 1 o'clock. Again, he showed up at my house at 11:30, and that's when he called himself doing the intake. So, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm wrong for not checking in, then I would accept whatever punishment you will give me. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't have reservations for a flight, or I do not own a helicopter, and I'm not trying to be a smart or be a shy with this, but it's just impossible to make it from Douglas to Yuma, Arizona in that one day. So, you know, honestly speaking, I don't think I absconded, and if I did abscond, I didn't do it purposely. I wouldn't do it to hide from the man. Like I said, on the 24th, he came and handed me this paper. And if I was violated, then why didn't he arrest me on the 24th? He said he violated me on the 23rd. Then why wasn't I arrested? So, you know. Okay.
Let me go to parole officer, Mr. Westby. I see he had his hands up earlier.
Okay. Yes, I'm reviewing the parole notes here. And basically, as far as his, when he had the report, the conditions, when he had a report, is within one business day, so he got out of Douglas, he didn't need to report until the next day, okay, it's within one business day, it's not the same business day of your release. He did contact his PO via telephone, telephonically, he was supposed to report a person, but he did contact him telephonically, said the defendant was given the benefit of the doubt, was early directed to report a person to Yuma Regional Parole Office on 10/24. That is correct for these promo notes. But then it says that the PO went. There's an entry at 12:21 on October 24th. This officer, being Gonzalez Hernandez, reported the defendant's approved residence, had face-to-face contact, hand delivered a report letter for him to report in person to the Yuma Regional Parole Office on October 24th by 1 p.m. So, yeah, there's some confusion there, and I, just by looking at the chrono entries here and that, I mean, he did, he was supposed to report in person, however, the PO did go up to his approved residence. It sounded like he conducted an intake there with them, and then he gave him a violation letter, which, that violation letter, I mean, the warrant wasn't done, by the way, just to inform the board. It wasn't even issued until October 26th, so there was no warrant in the system. So the warrant wasn't issued until 2 days later on October 26th. And then it looks like it was staffed with Supervisor Don Barrett. And they had a staffing that says here, explain to the defender that there had been an active warrant for his arrest, reported he must have misunderstood his assigned officer, reported he was waiting to be contacted for his next report date. The defender reported he continues to reside in the approved residence. This officer staffed at P.S. Moretta. The defender will be given an opportunity to report to the Yuma Parole Office in an attempt to get the offender back into compliance. Offender ran in cop link. Offender's warrant will be requested to be quashed once the offender reports on 11/19/18 by 10 a.m. On October 15th, offender contacted via telephone by this officer. Offender parole director reports to the Yuma Parole Office on 11/19/18. Offender reporting to report as directed. On the 19th, this officer, that being Gonzalez Hernandez, received a Yuma County Detention Center an in-booking log sheet to notice the offender was arrested on November 17th for the absconder warrant only, planning to be transported to ASPC Yuma Dakota unit. So Mr. Richards was arrested on the absconder warrant prior to him being able to come in on the 19th to have the warrant quashed.
That's correct.
So
that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, the supervisor from these corner notes here, this Don Barrett, would have quashed his warrant if he reported in office. If he was picked up on the standard warrant, he was in custody, but he didn't have the ability to be able to report to the parole office because he was in custody on the standard warrant. So it looks like apparently they didn't quash the warrant. I mean, true, he did report to the office on the 19th, but he didn't have the ability to do that, being that he was incarcerated.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay. So, board, have any questions? All right, then. Mr. Richards, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, so the board's going to go into discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, sir. And I can see you guys are talking tired right now. And so I don't want to, straight this thing all the way out. I just simply want to say I'd like to get back out there so I can continue taking care of my mom, who's 89 years old. As I've been in this system, I've got a certificate for my CDL, and I want to get out and continue my CDL. I want to go to school, to a trucking school for my CDL, and just live my life. I don't do drugs. I ain't got no dirty UA. That's my whole life. So I ask if possible, if you would give me a chance to continue this new life that I've taken on. And I just say God bless you to all you gentlemen and ladies.
All right, Mr. Richards, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination, and we'll get back with you with the determination of the board, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. All right, the board's now going into discussion. There does appear to be some discrepancies of the dates on this warrant. And then, according to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, he was not able to report to his parole officers in time as director because the warrant hadn't been quashed and he was in jail and unable to make it. Therefore, I am going to move to find that, let me make sure I do this right. I'm going to move to return Mr. Richards back on his community supervision with the same conditions of supervision that he currently has now, based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W31213 and information received from the parole officer. That's going to be my motion at this time.
Second.
The motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Miller, Bob DeWine.
I'm not voting on this one.
Huh?
I was late.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't vote on this one.
So it's going to be continued on supervision under the same conditions. Okay, Mr. Richards?
Yes, Yes, sir.
So the board is voted to return you back to your community supervision under the same conditions that you have, sir. It will take a while before all the proper paperwork is done and get done, but that will be the decision of the board. So I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before the board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Richards.
Okay, thank you. God bless all six.
Okay, so would you please put your CO3 back on the line, sir? Or just set the phone down so the next person can come in.
Okay, thank you, sir.